In spite of the negative world in which we live, the day is coming when everything will be made whole and right. You can count it down today on Homecoming Radio. Yes!
Hi, hey, hello again.
Hi there.
Welcome. Hi. So Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, where the music and the friends are absolutely spectacular. I am so thrilled to be sitting here today and welcoming you aboard what is going to be a wonderful voyage as we say hello to Kevin Williams.
Okay.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, right here, hello.
Gordon Motes.
Hello, Kevin.
Hello.
Buddy Green. Lauren Talley.
Hi, everybody.
Tori Taff.
Hey, guys.
And Bill Gaither himself sitting right here. Today, we've gathered around this table to redirect from the negative to the positive.
Right.
And I'm sitting right here also with all of my good friends.
Who are you trying to convince of that?
Candy striped pajamas.
Okay. That's right. And my guests today are Living with Heaven in View. Jason Crabb, Joel Hemphill, the Gaither Vocal Band. Hey, it's going to be a good day.
So let's start the program off with one of our own. Right here she is, Lauren Talley, everybody.
Woo!
She's
all right.
In the house. The Wildest Places on Homecoming Radio.
Maybe a coal mine in Kentucky or a prison in Peru. A truck stop in Montana or a pulpit in Cancun. Maybe a classroom in Calcutta or a clinic in Bombay. A motel in Miami or a mission in love leads to the wildest places. When you're out to tell the story of how amazing grace is, it's fascinating finding how exciting faith is as love leads to the wildest places. Imagine one day trading stories with the saints who've gone before, hearing tales of jails and shipwrecks as they journeyed with the Lord. Oh, can't you hear them reminiscing as they shake their heads and smile, saying just to walk with Jesus was worth every crazy mile. Love leads to the wildest places. When you're out to tell the story of how amazing grace is, it's fascinating finding how exciting faith is as love leads to the wildest places. Whether it's across the world or just across town, anyone who's gone anywhere in Jesus' name has found. Love leads to the wildest places. When you're out to tell the story of how amazing grace is, it's fascinating finding how exciting faith is as love leads to the wildest places.
And that was our own Lauren Talley singing about the wildest places.
So good, so good. And my public announcement today is to keep looking forward and tell regret. Hey, regret, guess what? I am a child of the one true King, and his mercies are new every day.
Here's the Gaither Vocal Band.
Oh, my Lord, what a time. Oh, my Lord, what a time. From this old world to flee, to live eternally. Oh, my Lord, what a time. Oh, my Lord, what a time. Oh, my Lord, what a time. From this old world to flee, to live eternally. Oh, my Lord, what a time. So I'm free.
some good singing by the Gaither Vocal Band. Oh, my Lord, what a time. And we have to go from that to this?
Are
you kidding me?
Yeah.
It's the word of the day.
I got it.
Not quite yet.
We've moved a few boxes. We've been looking. We think we found it. It's the perfect word for you to use, okay? This is a good one. This one is the word of the day, gerund.
Gerund Davis.
He's a songwriter.
I love that guy.
We are standing.
Let me save you from the impending embarrassment. The gerund. It's the hottest new TV product. The gerund by Ronco is the ultimate kitchen tool. It dices, it slices, it makes julienne fries. It functions as an adjustable rolling pin.
What?
A bowling pin.
Oh.
An avocado slicer, a potato slicer, a butter cutter, a garlic chopper, an apple core tenderizer, an ice cube tray, and a hairdryer. Wait, that's not all. If you order before midnight tonight, you'll not only get the stainless steel gerund, you'll also receive absolutely free a combination corn peeler and an egg cuber. Along with a free set of Pac-Man oven mitts. That's right. You will be the envy of all your culinary friends with your own rechargeable gerund. Order now. You'll be glad you did.
There we go.
I've got to get one right now.
Well,
I
actually,
that's right.
Let me give you a little grammar lesson here. Bill, you'll appreciate this. A gerund is actually a noun. It's a form of grammar. It's derived from a verb.
Yes.
But it functions as a noun in English, ending in ing.
Yes.
As in, do you mind my asking you?
Yes.
The word asking is a gerund.
Is a gerund.
Did you get that?
So good. So
nobody
good.
Got it except Bill.
Bill, you being a grammarian, what took you so long? I mean, just you never...
I thought he was from Indiana.
Yeah.
Sorry. Octogenarian grammarian.
Well, that explains why he was so slow.
He's laughing like he knows what we mean.
Like he heard us.
Get us out of here.
Hero of the cross.
Goodman and the Homecoming Friends singing the roof off with At the Cross and Power in the Blood. That's good stuff.
Yeah. That's good stuff.
Okay, you guys know that Russ and I moved to this little town called Bellbuckle. Yeah. It's about an hour out of Nashville. Some of you have been there. Bill, you've been to Bellbuckle. And Buddy's been to Bellbuckle several times. Well, I learned something.
The rest of us would come if you'd invite us.
Well, I'd like. Hey, don't say that. Somebody from Bellbuckle, we'll bring you. I didn't know this. I've never lived in a small town. But in a small town, a lot of times they identify you by who used to own your house. So when I moved there, they'd say, this is the Tafts. And, you know, they're in Jeanette Bauer's old house. And people go, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, the woman who used to own our house was a hoarder. Hardcore hoarder. I used to drive by over the years and watch her porch sag lower and lower. She just piled it with stuff, and she was gruff and kind of scary. And she used to, I think some of the people thought she was a witch or something.
Wow.
But she was actually very well educated and traveled the world. But she had a lot of strange personal habits. And one of them, I heard this right after we moved here. I have a friend who was 8.5 months pregnant. We have a dump. You have to take your trash to the dump in Bellbuckle. So she was driving in and got out of her truck, picked up a big old bag of trash, swung it a couple times, heaved it into the dumpster. Right when she did, she heard this voice go, "Hey, what are you doing? There's people in here."
Oh no.
She almost had the baby, but didn't.
Oh, wow.
And that's what happens when you move to a small town, and what you think are raccoons might end up being your neighbor.
Oh, that's crazy.
Fun
story.
Bellbuckle, a nice place to visit.
That's right.
While I was sleeping, Lord, you were working on the mess I made like only I can do. When I start thinking I'm so far from you, I wake up to hear you whisper, "That's not true." Well, good morning, mercy. You call me worthy. Feels like the sun shining on my face. Living's good this side of grace. I feel it working. Goodbye to the hurting. You woke me up.
Our buddy Jason Crabb.
I love this song that Jason Crabb sings. I think he wrote it. Was wrote it and probably had some help with it. You know, I'm an old man, and not all the new songs get to me, but this does, and it's great.
Hey, here's something to think about. Acts 5 says, "Go and stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life."
So glad you're here with us. We're having a great time here at Homecoming Radio.
We are.
Absolutely.
Good, good.
And I'm very excited to hear this song coming up. I will never forget getting to meet my hero in the room that day. This is the great CeCe Winans and Andre Crouch with "Soon and Very Soon."
Soon and very soon. Soon and, soon and very soon, we are going to see the King.
Soon and very soon,
soon and very soon,
you see we're going.
We are going to see the King.
Hallelujah!
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 We're going to see the King.
No more dying there.
No more dying there.
Because we're going.
We are going.
We're coming from every nation.
No more dying there.
You see, we're going.
We are going to see the King.
No more dying there.
No more dying there.
Because we're
we are going to see the King.
Hallelujah.
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 We are going.
We're going to see the King.
No more crying.
Nothing like it. Andre Crouch, CeCe, and the whole Homecoming gang soon and very soon.
Man, that's so good. Hey, you know, if you go to homecomingradio.com, please feel free to leave us a note. We really are encouraged when you do that. And here are some of those notes right now.
Letters. Oh, we get letters. We get your letters every day.
I do a lot of driving, and I make sure I'm on the road when your show comes on. It gives me great joy and pleasure listening to your group of guys and ladies. Thanks, and keep it coming. That's Mike from Richmond, Virginia.
And Linda used our handy-dandy smartphone app, and she sent us this note. Enjoy listening to y'all on my lunch hour while sitting in the ballpark parking lot in Florence, Kentucky. Oh. It makes my lunch hour so relaxing and fun. Kevin cracks me up. I just love him. Don't ever stop. God bless.
Aww.
And we love your notes, and keep them coming. HomecomingRadio.com. I like this song. Gloria and I, Donnie McGuire and Reba, wrote this called "Let It Start in Me."
There's a dawn arising on a brand new day. There's a strong wind stirring across the ancient grave. There's a voice that's calling, will you be set free? There's a change a-coming, let it start in me. Let it start in me.
let it start in me. There's a change a coming, let it start in me. There's a fire that's burning, sweeping across this land. There's a heat consuming every evil plan. There is gold emerging from refining flame. There's a diamond sparkling where there was what shame. There's a revolution gathering up.
That be all of our prayer. Let it start in me. That's the Gaither Vocal Band as we end this week's edition of Homecoming Radio. Bill, take us home.
You know, our goal today was to remind you that in spite of a negative world in which we all live, the day is coming when everything will be made whole and right. And you can count on it. Join us again next time where we'll be sure to once again bring the music and the smiles.
In the meantime, we welcome you over at homecomingradio.com, where you can
hear more of us online, download our smartphone app, see the dates, times, and places for future Gaither concerts, events, cruises, and all the happenings.
Get the latest scoop on videos and new projects. Follow us on our social media and Facebook, and we love it when you drop us a note.
You can get all of this and a lot more at homecomingradio.com. That's homecomingradio.com.
We want to give a special hello to the one happy island of Aruba and Radio Victoria for being a friend of Homecoming Radio. To you, we say salute.
And you know, it's good to have two great women here on this panel here.
Yeah. God bless them.
Yeah. But we're out of time, right?
Yeah, we'd love to talk more about these women.
We're glad to have you, but keep your mouth shut.
Right. Thanks for coming, and we'll see you later.
I'd love to tell you how much I love you, but we got to go.
Right out of time. Right out of time.
Wish we had time.
We'll be back. That's a threat. That's a threat. We're going to be back.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com. And we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.